From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Soundtracks by Marcia Simpson. Now let's begin with Prologue. Once upon a time, thousands of years ago, humans beat their way across the ice to this new land, now called Alaska. Then the sea washed away their escape route, stranding them in a hostile place. Some made their way south to the new island, still breaking apart. There they carved pictures into the rocks of the birds and animals they found, and of the spirits whose protection they required, and of their own faces, lest the spirits, in a moment of jest, turn human life into sea snails. Here at its ragged north edge, the earth pierces the sea to 14,000 feet. Trees grow as high as there is oxygen and warmth. Sitka spruce, western hemlock, Alaska cedar. Under their roof live a million smaller plants. Kinnikinnick, salmonberry, thorny devil's club, tiny red-helmeted British soldiers. Even the plant names reflect the history of this rich, fierce land. Every day, tugs named Fred T. Archibald and Arctic Venture pull barges into the small roadless towns of southeast Alaska, and cranes unload cars and refrigerators, steel beams and carpet and bags of cement. But rain upholsters boards in velvet and salt air rests engines. Wind drives waves over breakwaters, tearing out docks and pilings. Avalanches thunder down and trees fall into the sea. Whales return to the long light of summer, and salmon come back. But not as many as came before, and some years, not many at all. The people who settle this northland acquire its characteristics like camouflage. Those who